It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An American Odyssey, the Warner Collection of American Painting, is a new exhibit that has opened at the Frick Pittsburgh, featuring the paintings of Winslow Homer, Mary Cassatt, Gilbert Stuart, and others. We are going to preview the exhibit with Sarah Hall. She's Director of Curatorial Affairs for the Frick Pittsburgh. Sarah Hall, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks so much for having me.
I want to begin by talking about the Frick Collection. Where did it all begin?
Well, it's interesting, Paul, that you chose to say the Frick Collection, because for many people, those are the three words that they immediately put together when they hear the name Frick. The Frick Collection is the sort of ultimate manifestation of Henry Clay Frick's collecting, and it's in New York City. And so internationally, that's what people think of when they think of it as the Frick. Locally, and hopefully more and more internationally, the Frick Pittsburgh is where the early seeds of Frick's collecting are, at the historic home on our property, Clayton, where the Fricks lived from 1883 to 1905. And so many Pittsburghers recall driving past that big Victorian house. Sure. And wondering about it. And it ended up becoming a public, historic house museum and a 6-acre public museum through the acts of Helen Clay Frick, Henry Clay Frick's daughter. Really, as early as the 1950s, she was thinking that she wanted her family home to become preserved to show the way she had lived her sort of Gilded Age youth in Pittsburgh. And so as this idea developed, she ended up building in 1970 the Art Museum, which is on the corner of Reynolds and South Homewood Avenue. And so we are 6 acres, and the museum opened in 1970. Clayton was restored after Helen Clay Frick's death. Helen died in 1984. So the site as we know it today, the 6-acre complex, really opened to the public in 1990. And we've continued to grow. The cafe opened in 1994, the Car and Carriage Museum in 1997. I came on board the Frick in 1994 myself. And so it's been very, very exciting.
Years.
I know, a long time.
Happy 20th. Well, we wouldn't have enough time to go through the entire collection. But what's in the Frick collection? Just some of the highlights.
Sure. At our museum, we have in Clayton, the historic house, you can see a lot of Henry Clay Frick's early collecting, his interest in regional artists, scalp level artists like George Hetzel. You can see Barbizon paintings, French 19th century paintings.
And how did that interest develop? I mean, here was a man who from what I understand, did not have a formal education. How did his interest in art develop?
You know, apparently he just always really enjoyed looking at pictures, looking at paintings. There are records that when he first applied for a bank loan to help develop H.C. Frick, Koch & Company, the bank manager said, he knows his business down to the ground. He's an excellent businessman. Maybe he's a little too fond of pictures. So he was already apparently, at a very young age buying things. We can only imagine the kind of prints and things he might have tacked up in his office when he was very young.
And what's in the American Odyssey collection?
Sure. Very different. Let's flip to another collector here, Jack Warner, who is a Tuscaloosa-based businessman. His family, his grandfather invented a machine that could produce flat-bottomed paper bags, a wonderful innovation that led to the family fortune, which allowed Jack Warner to begin collecting American art in the 1950s. And he really started buying American art when it was quite out of style. Other collectors weren't purchasing American things. There was an open market. It became increasingly competitive as he developed his collection. But really, he has developed one of the finest, largest collections of American art in recent decades. And we have a very, very nice sampling of 50 works from his collection at the museum right now, spanning pretty much the 19th century. The earliest painting in the show was, I think, 1796, and the latest is 1918.
And what is specific to the style of American painting, particularly in this period, with what is on display?
Sure. I think in American art, you're always looking for things that remind you of American characters. So, for example, in the first gallery, we have a really strong selection of Hudson River School paintings, 18 of them. And the Hudson River School is a very distinctly American manifestation of what is, in a larger art historical context, is called the Romantic Movement. And you really see Americans looking to the land and saying, what's unique about America? Well, our history is in our wilderness and our terrain and these ancient trees and old growth forests. It's not in ruined temples as in Italy or Rome or the French countryside. It's distinctly American, and they used that landscape to sort of create their own national identity and show the importance of what is our abundance and our natural resources here.
It's the American Odyssey, the Warner Collection of American Painting, a new exhibit that has opened at the Frick Pittsburgh, and we've been talking about it with Sarah Hall. She is Director of Curatorial Affairs for the Frick Pittsburgh. Thank you for a fascinating conversation, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of the program, go to our website at wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.